massive information contained within. The problem with that, of course, was that the other candidates gave similar answers to the verbal quiz Terry Munoz gave them before making her final selection for this job. Now that Stott stood in the corridor outside the most secure part of the forensic wing, he wasn't certain he wanted this job after all. The door stood at the end of several long corridors buried in the center of the starbase, and the first rooms beyond the door were clean rooms. He would have to use both a sonic shower and a shower with specialized liquid before entering and leaving the section, something not mentioned in the manual, because apparently it irritated everyone involved. Munoz told him that several employees of the section actually had gotten enhancements to keep their skin moist and to prevent rashes from the 4 to 8 times per day showers. The showers themselves sounded like wasted effort. Stott wanted to know why a decontamination chamber wouldn't work better, one calibrated for foreign DNA. Then, even as he had the thought, he realized the problem with his question. The forensic wing didn't care about foreign DNA. They cared about the DNA that every single human being sloughed off through the course of every second of every day. The showers, in theory, would prevent the sloughing long enough for the staff to don specially made environmental suits without contaminating the exteriors of those suits. He should have known all of that. After all, he had studied the manual. He looked at Munoz. She was slight, her skin tending toward a greenish olive that made her seem just a little ill. He had seen a hollow of her from the days when she was first hired. Then her skin had been a creamy brown. So many people looked different as they aged that he hadn't attributed the change to anything. But now that he was contemplating half a dozen showers just to get to work, take his outside breaks, and eat his lunch, he wondered if that greenish olive color reflected the beating her skin had taken after decades inside this facility. This facility sounded so impressive. Special DNA collections sounded like something positive instead of something scary. He'd gotten past the scariness of it all by reminding himself that this was where the most interesting work in the forensic unit occurred, where real science got done. He'd initially signed on to the DNA testing unit right out of university, with a newly minted degree in biological sciences. Because he'd been granted admission under the Alliance Poverty Program, he had to spend at least 5 years working off the cost of his degrees within the Alliance government. He'd almost decided to move into the private sector when this opportunity had come along. The salary was double what he made in the regular DNA testing section of the forensic unit, and he got to do actual work rather than monitor the machines that did the testing almost automatically. He once told one of his colleagues that he hadn't gotten a degree to babysit computer programs and make sure they ran right, nor had he gotten one so that he could testify in court, verifying the computer's results. He had gotten the degree so that he could learn the secrets of DNA, secrets that, after thousands of years of study, human beings still didn't entirely know. Stott worried about working for corporations. He believed they often acted in amoral ways, particularly when it came to their employees. He knew too many people who had become actual sacrifices for the corporations, sent into newly aligned alien territories, forced to work in uncharted conditions, and then punished for violating alien laws that no human had known about. Some corporations had disappearance services, which helped employees and their families escape the long arm of alien and Alliance justice. But Stott knew from personal experience that the disappearance services often came on the scene too late and did too little to save lives. He shuddered and made himself focus on Munoz. She was holding a tablet close to her chest. Apparently, the tablet was part of the security system. Her dark eyes met his.
"Are you changing your mind, Mr. Stott?"
He straightened. Double the salary. He didn't have to work with aliens. And he got to do real science. Surely, several daily showers and lots of security procedures was worth all of that.
"No,"
he said, then decided his voice sounded wobbly, so he made himself speak more firmly.
"No, I want to work here."
"Good," she said, "because once you go through those doors, you're not going to be able to change your mind about this assignment."
He nodded. He had heard that warning before. It